Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Chafchet Amud Aleph, near the top of the Amud, continuing with the discussion of which medical treatment is permissible to take from Akum. Amarav Zurta Martuvi Amarav. Kol Makash Tzicha Omed. Any wound that needs some sort of an appraisal as to whether the person is going to live or die, Machalin Alat HaShabbat. That is a wound for which you are Machal HaShabbat to heal the person. Rav Shon Bar Abba Rav Yochanan. If you have a very sharp fever, that's like an internal wound. Then we machal Shabbat for that. Right? How far in is considered an internal wound? Right? From the lip on in. What about your teeth? Since they show and they chop, so therefore it's like an outside wound. Odilma came into Gvai Kaim, but they sit inside. Kamakasha al Chalal Dami, they're like inside, and therefore we Chalal Shabbat. Havaya Toshma, Choshesh B'Shinav Lo Yigamea Be'anet HaChometz. If you are just lightly hurting your teeth, then you can't put vinegar on them on Shabbos because of Rafua. Choshesh Urlo, it's only if it doesn't feel good. HaKoyv Le'tuva, but if it's a serious pain, then Shapir Dami, you're allowed to. So remember, just to keep in mind in the background of all of this is there is an Issur Refuah b'Shabbat. It's not just a question of Chilul Shabbat, like driving to the hospital or boiling water, but it's also the very act of Refuah itself is only Mutar in this case. Now, Dilma Tana Hechad Ekaiv Le'tuva, Choshesh Nami Karile. That doesn't prove anything. Maybe the Tana uses the word Choshesh for any sort of pain, including a serious pain. So maybe teeth are considered outside and you can't. Toshmar, Yochanan Chash B'Tzafdina. He felt he had the pain of something like scurvy. Also, the Gabay De'Ayimatunita. He went to some big woman, famous woman. Avda Chamsha Umale Shabta. She gave him therapy for Thursday and Friday. Amar La L'Machar Mai. So she asked him, he asked her, do I need this also tomorrow? He wanted to find out about Chilul Shabbat. So he asked her whether or not he needed to do this on Shabbat to find out whether it's Machal Shabbat. Amralei lo tzrichat, you don't need it. Itzarich lemai, and he said, so what do I do if I'm stuck and I do need it? So Amrei ishtavali delom, as he wanted to know her ingredients so that he could fix it himself. Amrei ishtavali delom megali, you have to take an oath that you will never tell anybody. Ishtavala Elohei Yisrael lo megalina, he took an oath and he said, by Elohei Yisrael, I will not reveal it. Or, le Elohei Yisrael lo megalina, therein lies the rub. Gayale, she told him the recipe. The Mahar Nafak Darsha Pirka. Then he went out and publicly told everybody, because everybody should benefit from this refuah. She was keeping it a secret. I vayishtab Allah, but he took an oath. The answer is, Elohei Yisrael Magalina. What did he say? I will not reveal it to God. I will Ami Yisrael Magalina, but to God's people I will reveal it. I vayikachul Hashem, there's a terrible chul Hashem because it looks like he's lying under oath. To Galilamikara, he told her first. After she told him, he said, listen, by the way, I got you, and I'm going to publicly tell. Alma, but what do we see from this whole story? But parenthetically, this may have implications for issues of intellectual property. Alma kamakashal chalal damya. That you see that having this kind of fever is considered to be an internal wound. You can be a chalal Shabbat, and that's why he wanted to know if he needed it on Shabbat. Racham bar Yitzchak, Shani Tzavdina, this scurvy, Bahu Elo Matcha Bepev, Gomre Meyim, since it ends up going into your intestines, even though it starts in the mouth, therefore, it's considered internal. So, my simane, how do you know you have it? So, Rami Midi Bekach, you mighty Dharma and Beidari, when you chew something, blood comes out of your gums. So, Mimai Have, where do you get this from? Mikriye Kriye Dechiti, from very cold wheat, and Mechami Chami Midasari, or very hot barley. From eating the leftovers of the kosod arsana, that fried fish dish. So my avdale, what was it that she made for him? So she had some yeast water and oil, olive oil and salt. That was the mix. Took some goose oil with the wing of a goose. Right. Abaya said, I tried all those things, didn't help. Until some Arab told me, take some seeds of olives that never grew to their third of a growth, and toast them on top of a new plow, and then stick them together, and then I did it and it worked. Alright, Rabbi Yochanan, the question is, how did Rabbi Yochanan do this, the thing with the Matronita? Rabbi Yochanan, You're not allowed to go. This Matronita was a non-Jewish woman. So the whole story is strange. He's the one who said anything for you Jewish who be Chalal Shabbat is serious enough that you can't go to them. And so, by definition of the conversation of saying, I have to know how to do it on Shabbat, obviously Mechal Shabbat for it, how did he go to her in the first place? The answer is Adam Chashuv Shani. Since Rabbi Yochanan is an important person, we're not afraid that she's going to try to hurt him because she couldn't get away with it. Rabbi Abahu, the Adam Chashuvo. Rabbi Abahu, the student of Rabbi Yochanan, was an Adam Chashuv, probably more than Rabbi Yochanan, because he was so close to the Roman governor. V'ramale Yaakov mino asama ashke. Yaakov the mean gave him a sam, and he gave it to him to drink, a therapeutic drink. V'lo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yasi de lachachu l'shake. And for Rabbi Ami Rasi who healed the that came and wiped the sum off of him because it was very strong, he would have had to lose that limb. In other words, he did take refuah, even though it was an Adam Chashuv, and this guy tried to kill him. So the answer is Rabbi Yochanan Rofe Mumcha Havi. Rabbi Yochanan, the woman, she was a Rofe Mumcha, and we had that statement before that Rofe Mumcha is not going to hurt his own reputation. Aid Rabbi Avahu Nabe Rofe Mumcha Havi. This Yaakov Mina was a well-known doctor. Rabbi Avahu Demokim Beminim Ben Afshayu, the Minim hated Rabbi Avahu so much that they said Tamon Afshayim Plishtim. Just like Shimshon was ready to die with the Plishtim, this guy was ready to lose his reputation just to hurt Rabbi Avahu. Okay. Amar, so you have to know who the doctor is. Amar Shmuel, hi pedata sakantahi. So Shmuel identifies a wound that comes from the sword. He says that's inherently dangerous. So mechalel al Shabbat. Right away, you know that you can be mechalel Shabbat. Mayasuta, how do you heal it? Lemifsak dama, in order to stop the blood from it. Tachli b'chale, you take some shichlai and you put them in vinegar. Lasuke, to raise up the wound. Garda diabla v'girda da'asna. So you take some sort of a grass and you rub it on top of this and you take the rubbings from a particular kind of bush and you rub them on top of this and that is how it's healed. Now, Onikra mi kilkilta, you take a sharp thing from this kilkilta, you take some worms from the area that the hens peck, and that's how they find it. Amrav Safra, hi inbata, if you have a boil, or pus, parvanka de malacha de motahi, that is like the messenger of the malacham of it. So therefore, mayasuta, how do you heal it? Tinga vaduv shao kar pasavatilya. So I give certain, recipes for taking some sort of grass and putting it with honey. Something else. In the meantime, what do? So you bring something that's of its same kind and you rub it on top of it. Something from that's a grape that looks the same as this boil, same shape, and you rub it on top of it. If the wound is white, you take white grapes or green grapes. If it's a dark one, you take a red grape. Amarava haisimta, an inflammation. Parvanka deshatahi, that means that fever is coming. So mayasuta, what do? Limche shitin atkutli. You take 60 times that you hit the finger on it, and you knock it off that way. You hit it. And then cut it in both directions. That's only if there isn't a white thing on top, like a pimple. There is, and that's nothing to worry about overly. Now, Rabbi Yaakov, Chashpapika. He, had a pain in his, rectal area. Orile Rabbi Ami, Vamila Rabbi Yasi Orile, either Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Yasi showed, Leite Shev Beni Ola Tulna. You should bring, seven, red seeds, and put them aside, Le Bechala, the Veit Savar, Velichrachi Lavei Nira Barka, and then tie them around your neck, the Tamish Le Benefta Chivra, and put them in, white oil, or white, like neft. Velikale, and burn them, ubadale ilave, and then tie them on top. In the meantime, what do? Leiti kashata, the asna, you bring some sort of these seeds. Leinach pika lahadi pika. You put one next to the other on the wound, and that's what healed. Hani mili pika ilah. That's only if it's on top. Pika da toimai. What is it underneath, and you can't get to it? Leite tarba. You bring the fat that's sfirta to lo aftach. V'lif shav lishtibe. Let it melt into it. V'lo, if you can't do that, leite plat tarfa kara demiabshi betula. You take three of these kind of, leaves, then dry them out. And then dry them out and burn them and then spread the ashes over them. V'lo, you can't do that. Lighti mashakti chalazoni. And you bring from this particular chalazoni. V'lo, mighty mashakir. If not, you bring this kind of oil. V'linko b'shakhi dekitna b'kaita. Da'amar gufna b'sitvan. Different seasons, you use different medicines. Okay. Rabbi Avahu chash b'udne. He had a pain in his ear. Orile Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told him, Amrile Beit Midrash. Or the Beit Midrash told him, my Orile. So what did he teach? Ki had amar baye amra li aim. His mother, that was his nursemaid who raised him. Lo ivri kuliata ela leudna. The whole reason that these particular kuliata were created were to heal the ear. So that's what you're supposed to do. Amarav amarli manyome yasya. This doctor manyome said kulu shakianu kashu leudna levarmi maya de kuliata. Every kind of liquid is bad for the ear except for this particular one. Laitu kulyata, the barcha karcha, v'likare shtiva air, v'lenach amalala denur, you put it over fire, v'hanu maya denaf kimine, the water that comes out of it, lishtina v'udna, you put that in the ear, and that evidently heals the ear. Lo kadir, lo kri, lo kamiri, alapshu, it has to be lukewarm. V'lo, if you can't do that, laiti tarba de chipushta gamlinita, you bring the oil, fat of a little bug, V'liv shavalish tibe, then melt it and throw it in. V'ilo, if you can't do that, limle the udne mishcha, put oil in it. V'liavid shave tilta das fasla, you take seven little wicks, as it were. V'leite shufta the tuma, v'leitu barka v'chad resha v'lit libuhu nura. Then you take and put a fire at the end. V'idach resha motva v'udna. The other end you put in the ear, v'leitu udna v'hada nura, and you put it with the fire, v'yizdar mizika. Be very careful of the wind, so it doesn't blow it on them. V'nishko chada v'naga chada. Okay, you pull one out, put the other one in. Leishna achrina v'ilo leitav shev patilta v'ikara v'shayif le'mishcha dasata. Or there's another version where you take seven of these wicks and you put oil on them. V'neite chad reisha benura v'chad reisha be'udne. You put one side fire, one side in the air. V'shkochav v'nagachada, pull one out, put the other one in. V'yizar v'zika. Again, be careful of the wind. V'ilo, if you can't do that, leiti udra denada delo mashki v'nagachba v'lidle le'udne lahadi nura. Again, you put the ear with the fire. Be careful again of the wind. V'lo, laiti gufta de kanya atika. Parmei ashtin v'limlache milcha glalnita. I'm going to put this thing with salt. L'klai v'libik. Burn it up and stick it inside. V'timanecha, what's the way of remembering it? Retivta liyabeshta v'yabeshta l'retiva. You put the wet solution for the dried wound and the dry solution for the wet wound. Amaravar zutra amarav chanina. Ma'alin oznayim b'shabbat. Which means, sometimes the ears will the sinews in the ears will kind of lower on Shabbat, and you're allowed to work to bring them up on Shabbat, even though it looks like refuah. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda Biyad Avalo B'Sam. You can only do it by hand, but not with any drug or anything. Economic B'Sam Avalo Biyad. We have the opposite position. My time, Mizraf Zorif. Because what will happen if you use the Sam? It might make a chabur. It might make a wound, and that's a violation of Shabbat. Orzutra Bar Tuvia Marav Ayin Shemarda. If an eye is like starting to pop around in the socket, Mutar L'Chochla B'Shad. You could put this blue stuff in it that keeps it in. Savro minay hanimili hu deshachki somebody met mold. We thought that's only if you mixed it yesterday. Meshachik v'shabbat v'atuyi derech v'shut rabim lo. But to mix it on Shabbat or to carry it in v'shut rabim you can't do, because that's an outright chilul Shabbat. Rabban of Rabbi Yaakov, one of Rabbi Yaakov said, l'didim v'shut minay du Rabbi Yehuda told me, fil mishchak v'shabbat v'atuyi derech v'shut rabim, you couldn't mechal Shabbat, mix it on Shabbat, carry it on Shabbat, mutar, because this is really danger. Rav Yehuda Shar, the Michal Einei B'Shabta. Rav Yehuda said you could put this blue stuff in the eye on Shabbat. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Man Sayyid Yehuda Machil Shavi. If anybody listens to Yehuda, is B'Michal Shabbat. Because it's wrong. This is a violation of Refuah. He was doing it in a case where it was not danger. Lasov Chashba Ene, the same Shmuel himself had a pain. Shalach Le Shari Yossi, he asked the question. Shalach Le Chuli Amashar Le Dach Osir. Everybody else can do it, you can't do it. V'chimi Didihu, Tamar Shmueli. I'm quoting Shmuel, right? I know I was right to say it's mutar, but you don't buy it, right? Okay. Hahi Amta the Havai Beimar Shmuel. There's a story about a woman who was who worked in Shmuel's house. Kadchal Ein Avashabta, or I went bad on Shabbat. Savcha Valekar Ashkafai. She was screaming, nobody was helping her. Paka Ena, her eye popped out. Machar Nafak Mashmuel Adar. So then Shmuel saw how terrible it was. And he went out and said, Ein Shemar Dam and Talan Kochav Shabbat, that you're allowed to violate it on Shabbat. My time, ma. Because how the eye is doing is dependent really on the heart, meaning on what you understand about it. And a person senses it's really dangerous and they scream, then you gotta listen to them. All these things that might come out of the eye. As opposed to, if the eye was already healed and then there's just some inflammation there, in which case then we're not mechal shabbat. Zibura v'dacharze silva zamta v'dachayv le'ena, all of these things va'ati lave shata, and then it gives an inflammation. Kulu bebre sakanta, that's all sakana. Chama l'chama v'silka l'tzina. If it's inflammation, then you put a cold turnip on it. Silkalatina, if the person's cold, then you put some beets on it. Chilufa sakanta. If you flip them, that's dangerous. Chamime la akrava v'krira lizibura. That you use a hot thing if someone's bit by a scorpion, and a cold thing if they're bit by stung by a bee. Chilufa sakanta. And again, doing backwards is a sakana. Chamime la silva. That is, if you have to soak a wound in hot water, the karire le chaspenita. All right, if you're going to use the a piece of pottery, then you have to use a cold one. Chilufe sakanta. If you do the opposite, then it's a sakanta. So I started to say correct. And sorry, the chaspenita is if there is. A person has some holes or something, like some cracks in his face. Then you have to use the other one. Chilufa sakanta. Don't flip them. Chala l'siburia monina l'tanita. So if you use vinegar for doing bloodletting and fish for coming out of a fast. Chilufa sakanta, again flipping it is wrong. Tichla v'sibura sakanta, ishata v'sibura sakanta, all of these things are dangerous. Kaiv eina v'savuri sakanta, if your eyes hurt and you do the bloodletting is dangerous. Sheni l'dag dam, sheni l'dam dag. Which means, the day before you do akazat dam, you should eat fish. Shlishi lo sakanta. If you eat 3 days before, then it's dangerous. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we get to bloodletting. Hakiz dam lo yachal chagvash. That's a mnemonic. Lo chalav lo gvina. And it's dairy products. Lo betzalim velo shchalayim. Or onions. Imachal, what do you do? Rabbaye, neite revi'ata dachal revi'ata dachamra. Take a revi'at of vinegar, revi'at of wine. Vino bahari adadi. Mix them together. Vinishte and drink. V'chi mifanan. If you're going to relieve yourself after bloodletting, go to the east side of the city. Because of the wind. Because the smell is very bad. Sorry. Levi, malin unkoli b'shabbat. My unkoli, you're allowed to lift up the unkoli. What is that? Ama istum chedaliba. It means like the flesh around the heart. You're allowed to kind of push it up. Mayasuta, how do you heal it? Maiti kamona karyua v'ninaya v'aganna sidre v'avadta l'liba v'avadta l'liba b'chamra. Right? And you mix all of these things with wine. V'simanecha v'yayin yisamach l'vavinosh. Heart gladdens, wine gladdens the heart. Okay. L'rucha b'maya. But if he has a different kind of pain, then you use water with all these. God's spirit floats over the water. Okay, l'chuda b'shikra. If, on the other hand, it is a woman who just gave birth, then you use mead. V'simanecha v'chadar al shichma. Shichma like shechar. V'achab reidu rava, shachik lehu lechulu badari. Mixed them all together. V'shachik lehu melo chamesh etzpote v'shachik lehu. Took 5 fingers worth and drank it all. V'ashi shachik kochad v'chad l'chude. He mixed each stone separately. V'shachik lehu etzpa'e rabti. Took his big finger, Mletzpa Ezutrati, and a small finger, and put those in his mouth. Papa, Ana Avdi, the Chol Hani Veloid Sai. I tried all these. None of it worked. And the Amr Leahutai, until a certain Arab told me, Aita Kuza Chareta, bring a new jug, Umalia, may I fill it with water. Varame Be Tarvada, the Duvsha, the Talila Be Kuchve, Ulmachar Ishti. And put in, some of honey, and let it, that was hanging there, and drink it the next day. Avdi Achavit Sai, then it worked. There's 6 things that heal you, and they're legitimate healing. They really work. Ve'eluin, what are they? Kruv, utradin, umesi, sinivesha, ve'kevat, v'harad, v'yoter, takaved. So the first two of those are, of course, cabbage and spinach, and this water that was soaked, and then the other three are parts of the animal. Yeshomrim, afta, gimik, tanim. Little fish, they're good for your whole body. There's 10 things that'll heal you, but it's very bad. If you're really sick, if you eat ox meat, shuman, basar tzli, basar tziporim, fowl, beitzat tzluya, a fried egg, v'shichlai, v'tiglachat, rechatz u'gvina v'kaved. Any of these things are going to be if you are sick, so this is very difficult. V'yishomim af egozim, not salt, v'yishomim af kishuin. Tanu v'yishmael, lavani krashman kishuin. Why are they called kishuin? V'yishen kashin l'chol gufo shel adam kacharavot. They're hard on the entire body. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, ein mistaprin mehen b'chol makom. That you're not allowed to take this Rameir's position. You cannot take a haircut from the akum in any place. Tanu rabbanan, yisrael mistaprin mehen b'chol makom. You could take a haircut if you're looking in a mirror. So you can see behind you if he's going to do something to you. If a guy is taking a haircut from Israel, once you get to his blue reet, his the special hairdo on top, you can't help him anymore because that's idolatrous. Amar Yisrael, how does this mirror work? If you're in a public area, you don't need a mirror. It's mutter. If you're doing it in your own private place, how does it help to look? So the answer is, Le'olam b'shut yachid, you're in a private place. Once you have a mirror, you look like an important person, and he's not going to hurt you. He was in the back alleys or paths of Nardea, and he's getting a haircut from a guy. So the barber said to him, oh, your neck looks very good for the razor. Amartetili da avriya de Rameir. He said, I deserve it because I violated what Rameir said. But Rabbanan lo avad? Avar? He didn't violate to Rabbanan? He's doing it in a private area. Vilna Rabbanan said you can't do that. So Amr da Rabbanan Rishut Rabim. Rishut Echid Miyamur. They still agreed you can't do it in Rishut Echid. Fusavar Rishut Nardea Kevin Shchich Rabim Rishut Rabim Damu. He thought that since people walk on the back paths of Nardea, therefore it's like Rishut Rabim, and therefore he was only violating Rameir's words. Okay, the end of it, the end of the brayta that we just had. V'chama, how far do you have to stay away from this blue reet on top of the head? Arav Malkiya, pay attention, Arav Adabar Ava, Shtosha, it's both l'chov ruach ruach. 3 fingers in every direction, away from the blue reet. V'chanina b'reidu Rav Ika, Shfod, Shfachot, V'gumot. The teachings, just to clarify, there's Arav Malkiya and Arav Malkiyo. So, the one about Shfod, and about Shfachot, and about Gumot, that's Rav Malkiyu. Blorit, our teaching. Efer Mikla and Gvina, that's Rav Malkiya. Now, Papa, he disagrees. He says, Matniti nu Matnita Malkiya. Anytime you're reporting a Mishnah or Braita, that's Malkiya. Shmata Rav Malkiyu. Anytime he's reporting a statement of Amoraim, it's Rav Malkiyu. Simana Matnita Malkatan. The way to remember it is, the Mishnah is the Melech. Mai Benayu, what's the difference? Ika Benayu Shvachot. Because Shvachot is a Mishnah. And Shvachot is the Mishnah, by the way, Ketubot, about if a woman marries and she brings in 1 shivcha, then she's relieved of this level of work, 2 shvachot, etc. If she brings in 4 shvachot, she can just sit all day, etc. The Rav Gamliel says, no, she has to work. That Mishnah was reported by Rav Malkiyo, or Rav Malkiya, that's the difference between Rav Papa and Rav Ada Bar Aha, sorry, and Rav Chaim Brei, Rav Iko had the other system. Okay, we've come to the end of this particular piece. We'll pick it up with a very significant Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.